It's time for ER 101 with expert guests provided by the American College of Emergency Physicians. Here's Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome back to ER 101. Well, it's been in the news even the last couple weeks. Very sad, tragically, actor Philip Seymour Hoffman lost his battle with heroin addiction and overdosed, and everyone's been talking about it, and it seems like, you know, the other actor, Corey Monteith, another high-profile loss, and it seems like heroin abuse is on the rise again. Dr. Marcia Ford, our medical expert who practices medical toxicology and is the director of North Carolina State Poison Center, is here. Thank you for being on the show. And is there been some kind of change in the demographics of heroin use, you think, that we're hearing about it and seeing it more, Dr. Ford?
Well, I think yes, and I think a couple of things have been going on. One is that we're all aware that there's been a big problem with prescription drug abuse and provision of prescription opioid drugs, pain medication drugs, to a large number of patients. And deaths in that group have been largely in middle-class white males around the country. Well, in the past few years, everybody has become aware that the widespread giving out of prescriptions for these opioid pain medications has led to a number of people becoming dependent upon them. We're now in the process of reeling that back, and as a result, we've got people out there who are dependent on opioids who are now, I think, looking for another source, and heroin is the likely candidate because it's available on the street.
Yeah, and I read that in young people, 50% of them did have a prescription drug problem before, and since 2006, heroin use has doubled, and it's extremely cheap. I saw one place, there's something called a button or something where you can get it for $10. So it's, you know, we're being flooded, I think, with heroin. Isn't that true?
Yes. And the other thing is that the base form, which is the more common form out there now, can be ground up and snorted. And so people can do that and avoid shooting it up. That was not the case with Mr. Hoffman. But I think also the provision of this particular form, and it's easily snortable, has led to an increase in the use.
Mm. And it is true. What's interesting, you know, I've even noticed working in inner city ERs from when I trained many years ago, and I don't want to date myself to how many years ago in the inner city of Detroit and then coming to Baltimore. But there was a shift in what a heroin addict looked like, and the old intravenous drug user of the past days with all kinds of problems of access to veins and all kinds of infections. I mean, the rise of HIV. And then there was a shift where you saw heroin addiction in younger suburban, but, you know, they didn't have the track marks that I remember from, you know, residency and stuff, because they're not shooting it anymore.
Right, they're not shooting it. And, in fact, there's another method they do, more common in Europe. It's called chasing the dragon, where you put some of the heroin on a piece of aluminum foil and heat it up and then inhale the vapors. So that's another way to get the heroin into your body without using a needle.
And it's have you been finding is it more pure that it's so dangerous? I know we've also, there's this issue of mixing it with other things, but the heroin itself that's coming in, you know, in the old days, as I like to say, we'd see all kinds of associated infections and aneurysms, you know, blowing out of the blood vessels from all kinds of fungus and things that would get in there. But are you finding that it's a purer form now, so it's you're seeing less of those other associated problems with it?
Well, I think with regard to the infections, we can still see that if they're doing IV or they're doing sub-Q, they're doing skin popping. There was an outbreak, I don't know, back in the early 2000s with anthrax due to people skin popping, and it was anthrax-contaminated heroin. So you can still see those infections. I think the reason we're not seeing as many of those infections really has to do with people doing some route to get it into their body other than using the IV form. But as for the purity, that's always been a problem. We always like to say, you know, that these are not FDA-approved formulations out on the street. And so you could have a heroin that wasn't cut as much. Also, there are any number of what we call street fentanyls out there where what's being cooked up is not heroin, but what's but actually a fentanyl. And some of these fentanyls that have been identified in the past are have potencies of up to 6,000 times more than a similar dose of morphine, whereas your typical fentanyl that you use in the emergency department is about 100 times more potent than this equivalent dose of morphine. So I think, you know, my understanding is that Mr. Hoffman was found with the needle still in his arm, and in the past, that's typically indicated a very, very powerful fentanyl. It'll be interesting to see what the autopsy results show.
Yeah,
they literally pass out before they have time to put the needle out of their arm.
Because it's so, and is it actually mixed with the heroin, or it's in place of the heroin? They're selling it as heroin.
I always think of it as being in place of the heroin, but I'm sure that there are mixtures out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what's interesting about that, and I don't know if the autopsy is out yet, but in the state of New York, unless something is adulterated that the buyer wasn't aware of, supposedly, they're assuming if it's adulterated or something else other than heroin, then the buyer wasn't aware, then they can go after the dealer. But other than that, then they can't prosecute the dealer in New York. Some states can prosecute a dealer if they catch them and there's a death associated with it.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, I had read that, and I thought it was fascinating. So if they do find something else, because they did arrest some people, then you can be prosecuted for either, you know, manslaughter or some other form.
Right.
But it is in the news. We only have a couple minutes. These high-profile cases, but I'm stunned by hearing about so many teenagers, you know, that had done well in the past and somehow get mixed up into these drugs. And do you think it is because it's this cheap pill form or buttons that people are talking about now?
Well, it always has to do somewhat with what's out there on the street and what's available. And, again, because they can use it without having to use a needle, I think that makes it more attractive. I have to tell you, in all my years in toxicology, I see drugs come and I see drugs go. And so cocaine, as you know, 10 years ago was the drug. It's on the wane to some extent, not totally, of course, but it's on the wane to some extent. And so we always knew that heroin would make a comeback. We knew that it was because just based on past history. And so I think some of that cyclical nature of drug abuse is showing itself in this comeback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that and the fact that, you know, after, I guess we get it from Mexico, Afghanistan, it's one of the major imports of Afghanistan.
Right.
So, and they weren't even able to stop that when we were, you know, in full presence there. So, yeah, I think that that's always going to be a problem. And I think you're right. It's very expensive. Street value of prescription drugs is much higher than some of these. So it is very expensive and very sad. This is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lee Vanocur on Radio MD. Stay well and tune into your health.